Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand. What would you do if you could not fail? Now, so many thoughts can flood your mind right now, but I don't want you to think about a lot of stuff. Think about the one thing that you've always dreamt about from when you were just a kid. And most times as a kid, we have that, you know, I guess childlike faith where we just believe something at its word. We don't really have the doubt. We don't have like any like feeling of if there's a hidden agenda. We just believe, especially if our parents share something with us, then they've taken us to Disney or they're going to do something. We just say, oh, we're going to Disney. We just believe it. Or if the teacher says there's going to be a pizza party, we just believe it. Or you say that you're going to be the fastest runner, you just believe it. Or if you say that you're going to be a superhero, or you're going to be a president one day, or you're going to be an astronaut and go to space. So it's like that childlike faith. And so I want you to remember that you're a child of God. For those that are believers or not, you know, God created everything. He created the heavens and the earth, and he created you. And when I think about that, it goes back to a time where I did not understand, when I just didn't believe. And I want to say I wanted to believe in God, but I just couldn't. It was like when we become so self-absorbed and we become so self-ruled, self-serving, it's really hard to understand how God could be this great God and how that you could be a child of God, especially when you turn 18. You know, when you're 18, you're a grown-up, now you got to make things happen. And but where do we get our information from? We get our information from television. I know I did growing up. And nowadays we get it from TikTok, or we get it from Snapchat, Instagram. So we get it from media. We get it from outside influences. And when I think about the Word of God, the Bible can be an acronym for a lifestyle, or for the life that we live, that it's a basic instruction before leaving earth. And so with the Word of God, it's going to be the logos. It's the written word. But then you also have the rhema word, which is going to be the spoken word, where that can be something that is spoken that is not in the Bible. It's where you get information, impartation from Holy Spirit. And it's like a right now word where you're like trying to figure out what business strategy to do. And you've read the Word of God, and with the Word of God, it is not just information, but it is going to be revelation. It's also going to be able to give you transformation, where when you read it, it's not just words, but they're living words. And so it's not just history of what happened, but it's like it's telling us a story of Jesus from his beginning. Even before he was here, where we have Genesis, where we have God creating. But even with God creating, Jesus was with him, because the word says that let us make man, or let us, you know. So when you hear us, who is this us? So it's like context clues and really having to hone in on what words are being spoken, because we can miss it because we can just go through so quickly. And we already have our minds made up as to what we believe. So I want to encourage someone to believe again, and don't give up. Like with our faith, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But we know that there's also a scripture that says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. But it's like now faith, not just faith, but now faith. And so it's not just a faith where I used to have faith, but it's now faith. So that means whatever is the substance is going to be the title deed. It's going to be the substance, like the payment. So that thing is already is done. But the thing that is hoped for is why you need to have the faith and the substance. So whatever you're hoping for, whether that's the business or whether that's your creativity to be unlocked because you're this architect or you're this designer, and you kind of see yourself being stagnant, or you're kind of like recreating the same thing over and over, and you don't really see anything new. And we're supposed to be imitators of Christ. And when we think about imitation, that means in conduct, and it means in even what he did. You know, Christ, he prayed a lot. So with prayer, it's going to be a foundation. Believing is going to be a foundation. And also just studying the word is a foundation. So it's like, you know, reading is fundamental. If we don't read the word of God, then how will we know the promises? How will we know what is our birthright? You know, so we get instruction on, you know, how to live. And I know even just going to business meetings that I have, you know, I'll learn different sales tips, or I'll learn different things about recruiting or marketing, and the stuff does work. You know, I'll read about things. And when you work in the sales world, everything is really fast paced. So even the knowledge that we are able to get in sales, the information is not very lengthy. And I want to say, and the information is pretty precise and it's on point. But when I think about the word of God, it's like, even if you read the Bible from, you know, people say, I want to read the Bible in a year. You can go back and read that same word, those same words, and you're going to get something totally different. Because again, unlike, I mean, I can read my business, you know, information and get something different as well. But the only book, the only words that are living are God's words. It's the living word. And so it's not just words where you read them and then you get different understanding of them. But no, he's actually breathing. He's actually speaking, because he's a living God. So those words are captured where we're able to get like a really grip on our identity. So if you're one struggling with your identity and wanting to know like who you are, I want you to just take that time to revisit the word of God. And you're like, where do I start? I mean, I would start from Genesis. There was a point where I was, you know, so zealous. And I know I started at Genesis so many times and I didn't get through it because there was some begot. There was a part of genealogy that was really like, it was just a lot, you know, and then not being able to pronounce the words. But that's okay. You know, you can get even a kiddie Bible. But then, you know, but with God, he is so cool that he is, he's for everyone. So the information that we have in the word of God, it could be shallow enough for a kiddie pool, you know, type faith. And it can also be deep for like this theologian. So it's not where it's like God has to dumb down. He does not dumb down, but he wants us to level up. He wants us to come to his level, because his standard has already been, it's up there. He don't just raise it. It's just, he's just up there. So he desires us to come up to his level. And he's so high that even when you try, it's not an overnight thing, and it's a life thing. And even with your whole life, it's like, we'll never be up there, because he's just that awesome. But I want to encourage you that there's so many, you know, aspects of him. There's so many dimensions, like sides of him. There's levels in him. There is so much that he wants to put his super on our natural. And that means our finances, to have supernatural finances. That means our dreams, supernatural dreams. That means our purpose. You know, it's not just, I just get up and go to work. No, it's like a whole invisible world that we cannot even fathom, that is right there every day. But we have to desire it. You know, we have angels that assist us every day. And not that you have to see them to believe that they're there, but it's just to know what is in operation. So I want to encourage my entrepreneurs out there today. I want to encourage my mothers out there, the fathers out there. I mean, just everyone, but mainly those entrepreneurs that are just right there. You're like, you're just wanting to know what to do and how to do it. And I want to say that God's already done it already. And it's for you to discover it. And discovering is an exciting adventure. It's like every day is something new, and it unlocks not only your purpose, It unlocks a dream that you didn't even know was there. It unlocks creativity that you didn't know was there. It unlocks activation that it was already in you. So whatever was is now. So you were created before the foundations of the very earth that we are a part of right now, but we're in the world, but not of it. And so when you're trying to wonder, like, who am I and what can I do and how can I advance in this life? It's not about just doing stuff, you know, like, because we're human beings. So we're just to be, you know, we're just to be children of God. We're just to be joint heirs with Christ. You know, like, we're just to be and be like our Father and do as he does and as he says. And so, again, for you to get a grip, meaning like get your hand on that Bible. And I'm even encouraging myself. I don't want to be no hypocrite where I'm just saying it, because the days, you know, can start and it's just like a routine. You know, everyone picks up their phone and gets on that social media. And but I want you to not only read the word, but read it aloud. You know, like, words are very powerful. But whenever you read the word of God, it's not just no regular schmegler words. It's the word of God. That word is so powerful. And we know that our words are like a two-edged sword. We speak life and we speak death. So those words are speaking life. And when you speak those words, you can direct them how you see fit. If you know there's an area in your life that needs some life, your relationship or your just identity, you can speak that word over those areas. And then when you read the word of God, you want to, things that are highlighted, like, to you in your spirit, that you want to, like, highlight, you want to write down those scriptures, you want to meditate on them, you want to be able to, throughout the day, you know, because you're going to feast on that word, because it says man cannot live on bread alone, but by the word of God. So even the word of God, not only is it life, but it's also like food. It's like spiritual food, nourishment. So whenever you find yourself hungry for something that's more than just food, because you've eaten the food, but you still have a hunger in an area where that Mexican or that Thai food just didn't get there, because that's not who you are. That's just your body. But your spirit is, again, how you connect to God. So when you're, you know, thoughts may be all over the place and you may, your faith may be a little shaky, it's like that's when you want that word of God to quicken you, that you want that word to go to a place to give you edification, to build you up, to nourish you, to sustain you. And I want to say that as I'm speaking to myself, and it's just that easy. And we don't need to have, you know, these 20 million steps. Start somewhere. Open the Bible. And even as you open the Bible, you can ask Holy Spirit to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to help your understanding, to help break down the word, because you do have a helper to help you. I was so fascinated that to know how all this time, you know, I didn't really understand Holy Spirit from Jesus and God. I kind of got them all mixed up, you know, but to know that God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit are the same, but they're in different forms. They're a different essence. And knowing that they all have a purpose as well, like God the Father, then Jesus as God the Son, and then Holy Spirit as the Helper. And so you may have heard Holy Ghost, but Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, same. But you have someone that's a whole person that is there for your assistance, that's there for your development, that's there for your guidance. And we go through our days not even realizing it, or we have opportunities that we can invite him into our circumstance, situationships, you know. And I just want to be able to encourage that person today that may not really understand that you don't have to be ashamed of not knowing, because God would rather you know than not know. So by you not knowing, you know, today's a new day to know that you have Holy Spirit assistance. You have someone that has your back no matter what. And then with God, that he's just a God of love. You know, he's a God that he loves you. So he doesn't desire you to suffer. He doesn't desire you to perish. But it's just, there's consequences, you know. So we have to choose him. So whenever you have choices, choose him. Because we can have consequences where we make a choice and it alters our life. And so even though God loves us, it's, that doesn't negate that we still have free will to do as we please. We still have free will to choose the decisions that we make. But I would like to encourage you to invite Holy Spirit in whenever you're considering who you're going to date, or if you're considering to start a business. You could probably save a lot of money, or maybe God is stretching you to invest a lot of money and then to have faith that he is going to supply your needs. Or if you're going to make that move, you know, if that move is really a God move, or is it just because you have this itch to move, or whatever that may be, you can invite him into every decision, every situation, not just some things, but all, every part of your life. Whenever you get a health diagnosis or a judgment of some news that you just didn't really wasn't feeling and really didn't expect, you want to invite him in to stand on his promises, to come into agreement with what he says, and to believe with faith that what his word says is also what is what's going on in your life and your circumstance. So I'm just going to say a prayer, because I just sense that there's someone that just may have thought, wow, that's me. So that you're like, you know, able to go to the next level with this, that it's not just this and that's it. But God, that person would have this appetite for the word of God again, that they kind of got into a routine on the hamster wheel, but going no place, God, that you would restore them their vision, that you would restore them direction, that they would be going, and they were going in the direction that you have created a path for their righteousness, that you've created a path of their success. And success may have been one thing to them, but God, that they would see success as they're already successful in you, God, that they're not having to strive to be anything or to attain anything, that they have everything when they have you, God. So that they right now would surrender and just say, God, here am I. And whatever has been attached to them that has been a distraction, God, that God, we would just loose any of those people, God, that they would be released from them, and any doors that have been doors of distractions, Father God, that they would be closed. So we close every door that is a distraction. And we even speak healing in those areas where there has been pain of mind not being sober, the mind not being sure about things, and doubting and going back and forth and being double-minded, that their mind would be made and set in you, Father God, and that you, God, would even renew their mind that would be sharp, that their mind would be acute to the word of God, and that their minds would be cleansed from anything that has been programmed of habits and routines that have led them nowhere, God, so that they are not just attaining material things, God, but they have purpose, God, that you renew and activate their purpose, that their purpose would be fulfilled, God, in this earth, God, and that they would, God, have a sense of renewal today. They would have a restoration, that they would be restored to their kingdom identity and not just roam around this earth hopelessly, wandering, not knowing what's next, God, that they would know that you, God, are the one that is the author and finisher of their faith. And so no matter where they step, they would be led by Holy Spirit. And that, God, you would, God, even in them, increase their appetite to receive you, that they would make room to receive you, Father God, that they would not just be, God, in their own understanding. They would desire and seek you to counsel them. You would be able to lead them, and you would be able to minister to them in those areas, Father God. So I thank you for those under the sound of my voice. And I thank you for God just being a God that's available, and he doesn't sleep or slumber. And he is a God of our soul. He's the God of all. He's the God over everything, and that we can trust him and we don't have to fear. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, y'all, it's Chinese Lifestyle Brand. And I'm going to say a lot can happen before December 31st, which is like almost here because it's December 1st today. But all that to say is whenever we get so focused on what didn't happen, then that can cause stress. So we don't need that stress. You know, we're too blessed to be stressed. But today, starting off the month, December 1st, it's about raising your expectation. Whenever you commit to something, it's like you want to see it through to the end, not just see it through on paper from your head or just even a piece of it, but you want the whole enchilada. You want the whole shebang. That's a little slang for you all, but you want to make sure that you're doing whatever has to be done. So if that's asking more questions, going to Google University where you're like Googling things, or YouTube University where you're having to watch videos. You want to do whatever it takes because that's just what it takes. And there cannot be any more excuses why it's not done. And if it hasn't been done, that means it's going to be done. But what if it's not through you? Because ideas, you know, I feel like God gives us these ideas, and he even gives us ability to create witty inventions. But if we don't do it, someone else would do it because it has to be done. Whatever you have dreamt of for your business or even just for your lifestyle, it's a reason why that is something that you carry. But you know, you don't want to be a bag lady or bag man where you just carry stuff that's just weighing you down. You want to be able to cast your burdens to God. You also want to, you know, check things off your to-do list so that way you're able to move on to bigger and better things. So I want to give you a few ways to really leverage yourself to get down and dirty this month, where you're not going to just go into the new year with anything that needs to be done now. Is one, to prioritize. Think about your list that you had in January. What did that look like? Did you make a vision board? Have a vision board party. You had all these things to go travel, to save money, to add money to your 401k or move things around or your IRA, whatever that may be. Go back to that vision. And you want to make sure that when you made that vision, that you made it plain. Now, if you made it a little bit abstract and it was just kind of like just to be doing something, then we need to just change that right now. You want to be specific. So for my single ladies or my single men, if you had something on there to the effect of relationship goals or to start dating again, you want to be specific. Like, what does that look like? And a picture is worth 1,000 words, or, you know, can maybe evoke 1,000 words, but it's up to you to decide what those words are. So do you desire someone that is funny, tall, someone that is godly, a person of faith, that they have certain hobbies that match yours, adventurous, someone that is family oriented? So you want to be very specific. So even one, we go back to that, is to prioritize. What can you do now? You know, because each day is 24 hours and that adds up. So prioritize one, what from your vision board, or if you never had a vision board, prioritize what you want to happen or to see before this year ends. One. And then two, be specific. And being specific does not mean just writing a few descriptions. I mean, visualize it. And also just think about what that means for you, because we always can kind of see success as, you know, what someone is doing, but success is something that leaves clues. And so your success may not be the same as someone else. So you want to look back at your track record in your life to see what things bring you joy. Because just because you get a new car does not mean you're going to be happy, especially with new tag expenses and different car payments. And, you know, so just because someone got a new car doesn't mean that you getting a new car is going to be exciting. So success leaves clues. So in your life, what things bring you joy? For myself, I love writing, and not just writing. I like to see something that's polished, something that's ready for publication. And with writing, this year I have completed one project, or I'm in the process of completing one project, and I'm beginning another one. And I get so much joy out of that. Now, for someone else, they'll think that might be torture. But how I know that that is my way of seeing success in my life is because it also is very therapeutic to me, because I write about nonfiction stories. I write about everyday happenings. I write about testimonies. So that to me is so powerful. And I love when someone is able to read my story. And even when they're reading it, I don't cringe, because I'm hoping that they don't find a typo. I'm like so like free. Like I feel free once that, you know, publication is, you know, has been edited and it's in print. I just find so much joy out of that. So again, for someone else, that may not be it. So you want to be specific as to what brings you joy, what makes you not just feel successful, but what makes you a success. Because we got to get out them feelings, because just feeling successful, that could be fleeting. You know, 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're down. But what, like, social proof do you need to know that you're successful? Like, what does that look like for you? So one, you're going to prioritize about what from your vision board or what to you is something you want to accomplish before 2022, which is around the corner, but not to be focused on time, but being focused on intent, like what you want to be, you know, possible. And then two, to be specific, to create, if that has to be through a journal, or maybe creating a list, of being very descriptive. And there are times where I can struggle with that, because I'll think I'll know what I want, and then I'll, you know, say I want, you know, a new vehicle, but then it's like, what kind of vehicle? And then what kind of car note do I want? Do I want a cash car where I just pay it off? Do I want a car to downsize, because now my kids have gotten a lot more independent and older, where two of them are licensed and have their own vehicles? So you have to make this something that is not just relative, but real. Like, you want this to be real to you, that has meaning and significance. And then number three, I'm just going to put it out there. You have to go out there and make it happen. Like, it's not going to just be, you know, you put it on paper and then it just appears. Like, you have to put some sweat equity into this as well, where you're able to say, you know what, I maybe have had to ask for help, or I was able to go and learn how to do something. But you need to put yourself out there. You have to do it. It's not going to just do it itself. And you have to know that, lastly, that you're worth it. Like, when you think about being worth it, everything that you've desired up to this point has been a reason why. Like, you may desire, for myself, I desire to have more freedom. And when I say freedom, I mean, like, I don't want to be where I'm limited in my finances. I don't want to be limited in my time. I don't want to be limited in my lifestyle, where I only can indulge in certain things at certain times. Now, I want to have where I still enjoy things, where every day I'm not on a vacation. But why can't I have a life where every day feels like a vacation, that I don't need a vacation from? So I need to maybe to be more like loving to myself, and not feel like I have to work so hard, or have to do according to what someone else prescribes as what success is. So I want you to really take the time to really imagine, to envision your success, and not based on what someone else's success looks like, and to create that by visualizing it, and then also writing it down, speaking it. And then not even with that, I would also say even partnering with God just to ask him for help, because he's already, you know, giving you everything you need on the inside of you, and you having to take the time. And it's not like where it's overnight. You may get bits and pieces of it, but why are you in a rush? Why are you frustrated? So that frustration may be the very thing that is not allowing something to come to fruition. So being patient with yourself and knowing that you're worth, you know, the dream that you think about, that you don't ever abandon, like, and that you don't have to just carry it around, that you can actually live it. And you can also be able to see it. Like, you can see it before you even have it. That way it's like, it's tangible, it's possible. And I would love for you to visit Yaissa Lifestyle Brand on Facebook, or visit YaissaLifestyleBrand.com and check out some resources that I have that can really help you to go beyond the basic and get to business, and also to be encouraged. And so I want to just end in a little prayer, and just for you to make it more personal to you. So I want to start the prayer, but don't just let me speak for you. I just want to activate whatever is inside of you, or to make your baby leap, that there's still life in you. There's still hope. And so, God, I thank you for anyone under the sound of my voice, that even as December 1st has gotten here today, and it may be a day where some are already thinking about Christmas and thinking about expenses, but God, that right now in this moment, that they would prioritize this moment right now as the moment of truth, where they're able to really be honest with themselves, to be honest with you about their life. If their life is to their liking, or are they just existing? Are they just clocking in and paying bills? Or are they really living a life that is fulfilling and that fuels them? So God, I thank you for lifting up everyone that may feel a little lackluster, that may not really be their best or feeling their best, that they would be excited about their faith and hope in you, God, that they're able to know that just because it hasn't happened does not mean it's not going to happen. Whatever that dream they may have, that dream they have is given from you, God, and that you're a God that can breathe life into that dream. You're a God that you know exactly what needs to be done. But God, that they would just humble themselves, and they would just surrender, and they would ask you for help, God, and they would trust the process, God, that each day, even if it's them getting stronger in their prayer life, even if it's them getting stronger in their confessions, that they don't say every negative word that comes to mind, but they're able to speak the word of God over their lives, and even to think about legacy, that they are able to pass down something to their children and their children's children, where it's not just existing, but it's about not only leaving a mark, but living a life that is pleasing to you, God, and also that is a life that they look forward to living every day. And God, we speak, God, any depression away, God. We bind up any depression that may come with the holidays. We bind up any fear and anger that may have resulted to maybe being stuck, maybe not accomplishing what was set out, that God, you give them, God, new vision, God. You give them new hearing that they can hear as you lead, God, and they can see, God, beyond their everyday reality. They can see into, God, the future, God. They can see, God, that with God, all things are possible. And I thank you, God, that you, God, would touch each and every one who's under the sound of my voice now to be lifted up, God, right now, that they're not weighted down by the world and the cares of this world. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.